I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbal Healer.
Call 928-853.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 31st, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We have got a lot of news and information, as usual this week, to cover Bilderberg happening right now in Copenhagen, Spain. We're going to be discussing that next hour. RT.com ran an excellent clip on what's going on there. We're going to be playing that for you. Directive outlines Obama's plan to use military against citizens. This came from the Washington Times this past week. We'll be getting into that next hour as well. Retail death rattle grows louder. If you are still trying to hold on to that farcical myth that the economy is getting better, then you might want to listen to that information as well. New federal database will track Americans' credit ratings and other financial information. This hour, we're going to be talking about illegal immigration and what has happened with the Veterans Administration, a lot of information there. But to get us started, you know, several times I've had people tell me that Raleigh, North Carolina, things grind so slow down in Raleigh. You know, it just takes so long for bills to get passed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is a lie. Our esteemed politicians in Raleigh, they can pass legislation with the haste. It's all about who's behind the legislation. It's all about where the money comes from. It's all about whose pocket these politicians are absolutely in. And if you don't believe me, then take a look at what happened this past week. And if people here in North Carolina don't know, because you don't get any information on the media in this area, how about how the North Carolina House and Senate fast-tracked the fracking legislation? How about how that breezed through with the haste? How the Republicans and the Democrats got the fracking legislation passed, and it's waiting for the governor to sign now, who says he will sign it. Now let's look at some of the news this week that at least was on the internet concerning this. This comes from WatagaWatch.net. The North Carolina Senate Republicans, under the thumb of their powerful President Pro Tem Phil Berger, have rushed through a pro-fracking bill that ought to scare every sentiment of being in our state, let alone those of us who depend on well water. One particularly lovely provision in the Senate bill, North Carolina will become the only state in the Union that will get you charged with a felony. Now, they have reduced this since down to a misdemeanor, supposedly, if you disclose the chemical composition of the witch's brew being pumped down into the bedrock to fracture it and thus release the natural gas for harvest. We will be the only state in the union, according to this. And it was first intended to be a felony, and I've been reading this past week on some of the different websites, and I'm talking about like WXII12.com, MyFox8.com. If a person if a fireman or a person at a hospital somehow comes in contact with the solution and gives out any information to its content, yes, you can be charged, and there's jail time involved. Here's how it works. You pump a bunch of these ingredients mixed with water down into a hole you've drilled into the bedrock, and these ingredients splits the rock, and the ingredients also run through those cracks and impregnates all the water it can reach, which, hey, is just the cost of doing business. So get over it, you tree huggers. Now, I'm reading this from WatagaWatch.net, and I had to remove a lot of the bad language. And that scenario doesn't even begin to address another major issue. The Senate bill will mandate that a gas drilling company can come under your land and extract the gas there without your permission. So much for those sacred property rights that Republicans are always supposedly upholding. They're currently and forever upholding the almighty dollar. Yes, Senator Dan Sokek is right there voting as he's told, voting against the health and safety of his constituents, but in advance of getting charged with a felony, but now they've reduced that to a misdemeanor. Here's a list of the common and most toxic, not to mention the most carcinogenic chemicals used in fracturing. Lead, uranium, formaldehyde, hydrochloric acid, and there is a whole long list. Methanol. Formic acid. I'm just going up. Boric acid. I'm just going down through this. It's a extremely long list. Now, this past week, apparently Stokes County, we're going to talk about a couple of the counties here in this area that is supposedly rich in natural gas like this. This is coming in from MyFox 8. A bill allowing permits for fracking in North Carolina passed in the Senate and the House. All in 1 week. Now Governor Pat McCrory's signature is all that's needed to make it law. Fracking or hydraulic fracturing involves breaking through shale rock to free trapped natural gas. Permits could be issued as early as May of 2015. Myron Mitchell, a Walnut Cove resident, says his land on Watts Roads could potentially be ground zero for the fracking. Mitchell worries how it's done could lead to water and air contamination issues for years to come. Now, I was in some classes down in Charlotte back in January, and they were discussing how fracking had totally messed up some communities. I believe they were in South Carolina. So, isn't it interesting how these great humanitarians, they're so concerned for your health and safety when it comes to the fact of raising taxes, say, for instance, on cigarettes, so that as supposedly to deter you from smoking, or making it where you can't smoke in a restaurant, these great humanitarians. But really, the taxes is just for more money for the state. They want you to smoke. But here, when big money's involved, the lawmakers rush down in Raleigh, fast-track it to pass it. No regards to the environment whatsoever. You know, back in the 90s, the North Carolina legislature passed some terrible legislation with regards to window tint on cars. I was a window tinter. Window tinters are usually a one- or two-man operation, small business, with no lobby whatsoever. They had passed some terrible legislation. It came out later that the legislator wrote the ridiculous, absurd law actually on stock in the company that he was pushing to use for light meters. What you would expect is exactly what it was. We couldn't get anything done. We were not Walmart. We were not RJ Reynolds. We had no lobby. We were laughed at. We got nothing done. I called my representatives down in Raleigh. Complete waste of my time. Most didn't even know that the bill was attached to a bill to fund prisons. They didn't even know what they were voting on, of course. There, you couldn't get anything done because there was no money involved. Here, because it's gas and oil, Raleigh can fast-track this through in 1 week. Most of the people making the laws, if not all, will never be affected. Their farm won't be destroyed. Their homes won't be destroyed, Mr. Mitchell said. Geologists say several North Carolina counties could have reserves of shale gas, including Chatham, Lee, and Moore counties. There's still smaller basins in the Dan River Basin in the north part of the state. Stokes and Rockingham County, says Casey Gavin of the North Carolina chapter of the Sierra Club, a grassroots environmental organization. Gavin says legislators have not addressed whether landowners can be forced into leases with oil and gas companies. Wow, can be forced. So much for property rights in North Carolina. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We're discussing how Raleigh, North Carolina, our non-representatives in Raleigh can fast-track legislation when they so deem it fit. Now, we're discussing what Mr. Mitchell, he owns 85 acres of land that apparently will be ground zero here in North Carolina. He says, I just never thought that I would have to deal with an issue like this on my land that I bought and paid for, and I wanted to pass on to my kids. This land has been in my family for generations. State lawmakers who pushed the bill through argue that gas exploration would create jobs and make the United States more energy independent. So I ask again for all these people that claim we've got these oceans of oil in America. If we do that, if we have that, why are they looking for oil and extracting it from shale? Why are we fracking to get natural gas, which we know causes all these environmental catastrophes? I think this is it is extremely sad. It's just another window into the insight to, for the fact that you don't have any representation in Raleigh or Washington. They are in the pockets of the big money interests. If this is not true, any of our local politicians, feel free to call in right now, 1-800-313-9443, and set me straight. Because this article goes on to say that this will help create jobs. Now, I was watching the local news on Channel 9 out of Charlotte the other night, and they came on and they told how the unemployment rate in North Carolina had dropped. And they actually were putting this thing like at less than 6%. And then the very next couple of stories was the plant closings and layoffs in the area. Just boggles my mind if anyone is still silly enough out there to try to believe that rubbish. So we will we'll continue to follow this story and see where it goes here in our state. But I thought that I wanted to get that out first thing this morning, because watching local news, I've saw very little about this, but you can look at some of the local news station websites, myfox8.com, WXI12.com, if you want to get some more information on it. We are streaming our Ustream is up at thealternativemedia.com. If you'd like to watch the broadcast, you can do that. It's also archived there for the week, so you can watch and listen to the broadcast during the following week. Now, in other news that we want to get into today, did you see this one? Scores of undocumented migrants dropped off in Arizona. Scores of undocumented immigrants from Central America have been released at Greyhound Lines bus station in Tucson and Phoenix over the past several days, and they were flown to Arizona from South Texas, officials acknowledged. Now, if you haven't heard this one, check it out. A spokesman for the Border Patrol in Tucson, Andy Adam, confirmed that over the weekend, federal officials flew about 400 migrants apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas to Tucson to be processed. He said the migrants were flown to Arizona because the Border Patrol does not have enough manpower to handle the huge surge of illegal immigrants in South Texas. The release has drawn criticism from those on both sides of the immigration issue. Border enforcement groups are concerned that the migrants will now disappear into the U.S., spurring more to come illegally. Oh, wow. This is a huge concern, said Ira Melham, a spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a Washington, D.C.-based group that advocates for more immigration. This is exactly the incentive for people to cross the border illegally, he said. Humanitarian groups are concerned that immigration officials are dropping migrants off at bus stations to fend for themselves without food, water, or basic necessities. Now, from my reading of the story, apparently, the Texas, Southern Texas Processing Center is overrun, which should be of no surprise to anyone. So they fly 400 illegal immigrants to Tucson, drop them off at a bus station, and ask them to get on the bus and go back to Mexico, of which there's no oversight, apparently, and they can do whatever they so choose. It's not safe health-wise, and we're concerned for their physical safety, said Cindy Whitmore, a volunteer with the Phoenix Restoration Project, an advocacy group that's been going to the bus terminal to try to help. She said Tuesday night she went to the Greyhound station on Buckeye Road and found 50 women and children who had just been released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Among them were infants as young as 6 months old. Some of the kids were crying, Whitmore said. Some of the infants there weren't fully clothed. They didn't have diapers. They didn't have formula. South Texas is now the main gateway for illegal immigration along the southwest border with Mexico. Border Patrol arrests in the Tucson sector have plummeted in recent years, but have soared in the Rio Grande Valley. Last fiscal year, Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector apprehended 154,453 immigrants, up from 97,762 the previous year, and this is according to USA Today. ICE officials said the immigrants being released are families apprehended by the Border Patrol trying to enter the U.S. illegally. After screening, they are being released under supervision and then required to report to a local ICE office near their destination within 15 days. But most do not ever show back up. So, I had to get this story in because I'm here to tell you, it is the policy of the powers that be to divide and conquer by keeping this country overrun with illegal aliens. They're not going to enforce the laws that are on the books that is painfully, painfully obvious. And this is all being done by design. It's not that this is not racist in any way. No matter who was at our southern border, what nationality or whatever, it's better for our country to have secure borders. We seem to be very well equipped at securing other countries' borders, but not our own. It's not good for our children's future. It's not good for our employment situation. And it's just not good to have a country with a whole bunch of people running around that are not legal citizens. But the powers that be, and it matters not whether in 2016 or 2014, if you sweep a bunch of Republicans in, George W. Bush didn't do anything about illegal immigration. It matters not if the Democrats have control. The agenda is being dispersed much higher than the two-party, one-party system. Now, I've got to get this in behind this story. The Department of Homeland Secretary Chief, the Department of Homeland Security Chief, Jay Johnson, agents shouldn't target illegal immigrants at courthouses. This was coming in from the Washington Times. Illegal immigrants should be able to go to courthouses and not fear being arrested for being here illegally. This is from the Department of Homeland Security. Now, Mr. Johnson said he will work hard with sanctuary cities and states. His approach is starkly different from the one the administration took with Arizona, in which the Justice Department sued to halt the state's stricter enforcement laws. You see, that part's true. Any state that tries to actually enforce some laws, here comes the big bully, the federal government, to absolutely put a stop to that. I want a fresh start to this program. I want a fresh conversation with mayors and governors around the country to make this program work more effectively, Mr. Johnson told Congress in a wide-ranging hearing, which the secretary laid out some of his broadest public thoughts yet about immigration laws and how they should be enforced, or not enforced, we might say. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hello and welcome back to the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. And next hour when we get into discussing the fact that Bilderberg is meeting right now in Copenhagen, you should ask yourself if you are a, if you watch mainstream media or if you listen to any of the entertainers that peddle themselves off as news commentators, why you've never heard of Bilderberg or why they're not covering what's happening right now in Copenhagen, Spain. Well, I think you'll find that interesting, but we're back to this story. Washington Times ran this week, the Department of Homeland Security chief does not want agents to target illegal immigrants at courthouses. Mr. Johnson said he doesn't want agents trained to capture illegal immigrants at courthouses because those who try to access government services deserve special protection at such facilities. Wow, isn't that interesting? The courthouse, where the rule of law is applied, supposedly. Where, hey, try to go down to your courthouse and, you know, conduct some business with some warrants out for you. You don't deserve any special treatment for that now, do you? down at the courthouse where, you know, you can't go into traffic court with fingernail clippers on you. But guess what you can do, according to the Department of Homeland Security chief? You should be able to sneak in the country illegally, no matter what kind of set of circumstances or whatever, go into the local courthouse and conduct your business and no one ask any questions or consider deporting you or anything else. I mean, that shows you how strong a feeling it is, how strong the desire is in these people to keep the borderless country alive and well, to keep the American people overrun with illegal aliens. No matter what happens, this must continue. No matter how we rotate the puppets or whatever, obviously this must continue. He also said there are limits to prosecutorial discretion, though he gave mixed messages about whether the administration's deferred action for childhood arrivals, a non-deportation policy for young adult illegal immigrants, should be applied case by case or to a whole class of people. So it's a whole different ballgame. If you're young and you come here, well, just walk on through, I guess. The secretary is reviewing a proposal to expand non-deportation policies, such as the deferred action for childhood arrivals. The goal is to make deportation policies more humane and effective and could include the parents of eligible youths. The secure communities changes are also part of that review. So I wanted to get that in. Courthouses to be sanctuaries for illegal immigrants. Thought that was somewhat of an interesting story. Now, you know, we were, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we discussed here where they had released all those thousands of illegal aliens last year that had criminal records. Criminal records, rape, murder, you know, if you were listening, you heard it. It was shocking. Now, this past week, TheHill.com, remember what I told you would happen? What did I say would happen about that? Well, they might throw some money at it, have some hearings, give it a bunch of useless lip service, and then not do much about it. Well, here it comes. The House on Thursday adopted a proposal to bolster an investigation into the Department of Homeland Security's release of illegal immigrants known to have committed many, many crimes. Passed 218 to 193, Representative Steve King amendment to the 2015 appropriation bill's funding of the Justice Department, the Commerce Department, and the science programs would redirect $5 million toward an investigation. It's going to take $5 million just to investigate what happened. Well, we know what happened. It's been reported what happened. But they're going to throw $5 million of taxpayers' money at it. Now, I wonder whose old pocket that's going in. It is de facto amnesty that is going on in the Department of Homeland Security, King said, and that's absolutely true. But what's the $5 million going to do about it? So my request is that $5 million out of this administration's budget be directed to investigating these actions at the Department of Homeland Security and coming back with some analysis of what is going on and why that we have so many criminals released onto the streets of America, King said, citing statistics that nearly 900,000 illegal immigrants pending deportation have been released, including more than 36,000 criminals. Representative Chaka Fata, I can't make stuff up like that, the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Commerce, Justice, and Science Subcommittee, said the House should instead consider comprehensive immigration reform. We should consider reform rather than investigating what we're actually doing. Because here's the thing, in the end, what will they do? You've listened to this broadcast, you know, we can predict it. They can throw $5 million at investigating it. They can throw $5 billion at investigating it. In the end, what will they do? They will continue these policies because that is the desired direction of the manipulators that own the two-party, one-party system. It's become old hat to even predict what's going to happen. 2 weeks ago, I said this is what they'll pay at lip service. They'll talk about throwing some money at it. They might even have some hearings or something. But in the end, what's going to change? The People's House should vote on this matter so that we can come to some conclusion on these issues, Fatah said. Fatah further argued that the appropriations measure was not an appropriation place to craft immigration policy. This is an appropriations bill. We are not in the business of immigration reform on this bill. We're just trying to run the bare bones of the United States government. And I hope one day that we will come back to this issue appropriately. Blah, 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 blah. Democrats have painted King as the face of obstruction on immigration reform in recent weeks. The House debated King's amendment shortly after 11 p.m. Wednesday night for a whole 6 minutes. A recorded vote was then postponed until Thursday afternoon, and I couldn't find what happened on that after that. But I can break it down for you and put it just like this. Illegal immigrants will continue to pour over the border. Neither party will do anything about it. And that's going to go on. And Obama, before he leaves office, I will be darn surprised if the DREAM Act and a full-blown amnesty is not the law of the land, if he has to do it by executive order. Just as I had said several years ago, Obamacare will never be repealed. It is the law of the land. I had many, many, many people that disagreed with me on that. The Republicans were going to come riding in on the white horse with the big white hat and repeal all of that. Well, it hasn't happened yet. Let's turn to what's happening with the Veterans Administration. I wanted to get this in this hour, and I've got a story. Came in this week. You never know where you're going to find stuff. UKnews.yahoo.com. World Bank sounds alarm on rising global food prices. I want to get that in this hour, too. For years, employees at the Texas VA complained to their bosses that they were cooking the books. For years, the VA insisted there was no widespread wrongdoing. Last week, President Obama pledged to address allegations of corruption and dangerous inefficiencies in the veterans' healthcare system. But before the president could deliver on his pledge, the scandal has spread even further. New whistleblower testimony and internal documents implicate an award-winning VA hospital in Texas in widespread wrongdoing and what appears to be systemic fraud. Emails and VA memos obtained exclusively by the Daily Beast provide what is amongst the most comprehensive accounts yet of how high-level VA employees conspired to game the system. It shows not only how they manipulated hospital wait lists, but why. To cover up the weeks and months veterans spent waiting for needed medical care, if those lag times had been revealed, it would have threatened what? Their executive bonus pay. The bonus pay. They had to cover up what they were really doing to the veterans so that they could continue to get their filthy lucre. What's worse, the documents show the wrongdoing was going unpunished for years, even after it was repeatedly reported to local and national VA authorities. That indicates a new troubling angle to the VA scandal, that the much-touted investigations may be incapable of finding violations that are hiding in plain sight. For lack of a better term, you've got an organized crime syndicate. A whistleblower who works in the Texas VA told the Daily Beast, yeah, you've got an organized crime syndicate, and guess what? It's being investigated by an organized crime syndicate. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. And before I continue with this story from the DailyBeast.com, Texas VA run like a crime syndicate, I wanted to get a clip in. I don't always play a lot of Ron Paul, but this past week, the VA scandal is just the tip of the military iceberg. This is also posted on the Alternative Media.com. Let's check it out.
The update for Monday, May 26th. The VA scandal is just the tip of the military abuse iceberg. President Obama held a press conference last week to express his outrage over a report that the Veterans Administration was routinely delaying treatment to veterans, with some veterans even dying while on alleged secret waiting lists. The president said that if these allegations prove to be true, it is dishonorable, it is disgraceful, and I will not tolerate it, period. He vowed that together with Congress he would make sure we're doing the right by our veterans across the board. The president is right to be upset over the mistreatment of U.S. military veterans, especially those who return home with so many physical and mental injuries. Veterans should not be abused when they seek the treatment promised them when they enlisted. But this outrage over military abuse is selective. He ignores the most egregious abuse of the U.S. Armed Forces. sending them off to fight, become maimed, and die in endless conflicts overseas that have no connection to U.S. national security. It is ironic that the same week that the President condemned the alleged mistreatment of veterans by the VA, he announced that he was sending 80 armed troops to Chad to help look for a group of girls kidnapped by the Nigerian Islamic organization Boko Haram. Is there any mistreatment worse than sending the U.S. military into a violent and unstable part of the world to conduct a search operation that is in no way connected to the defense of the United States? As Judge Andrew Napolitano said last week, feeling sorry for somebody is not a sufficient basis for sending American men and women into harm's way. We are naturally upset over reports that Nigerian girls have been kidnapped by this armed Islamic organization. Unfortunately, cruel and unjust acts are committed worldwide on a regular basis. What the media is not reporting about this terrible situation, however, is that it was the U.S. intervention itself that strengthened Boko Haram and inadvertently may have even helped the kidnappers commit their crime. Back in early 2012, just months after the U.S.-led attack on Libya that overthrew Gaddafi and plunged the country into chaos, the U.N. issued a report warning about the proliferation of weapons from that bombed-out country. U.N. investigators found 8 months before the attack that killed the U.S. ambassador in Benghazi that, quote, some of the weapons could be sold to terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Boko Haram, or other criminal organizations, close quote. The U.S., NATO, and the U.N. are guilty of creating the unrest currently engulfing much of the Northern Africa area. As they are pushed lies to promote an attack on Libya that destabilized the region. Now the president is launching an intervention in Chad and Nigeria to solve the problems created by his own intervention in Libya. This pattern is the same in places like Ukraine, where the U.S.-backed coup in February has led to chaos and unrest that leads to even more intervention, including NATO's spur-rattling on the Russian border. Has anyone in the administration or Congress ever considered that interventionism itself might be the real problem? As Americans celebrate the Memorial Day holiday, we should remember that though the VA alleged abuse and neglected U.S. veterans is scandalous, the worst abuse comes from a president and a compliant Congress that sends the U.S. military to cause harm and be harmed overseas in undeclared, unnecessary, and illegal interventions. The best way to honor the U.S. military is to honor the Constitution and to keep in mind the wise advice of our founding fathers to avoid all foreign interventionism.
Now, isn't there a lot of truth to glean from there? My whole life, I'm 47 years old, my whole life, the United States of America has stayed involved in some brush fire conflict all over the globe, and I do not see that by far the majority of these has benefited the American people and for darn sure not benefited our young men and women that were sent there to fight. I will say it again, it is a national disgrace that our politicians in Washington, D.C. will not honor their promises to our veterans. Although I disagree with most of the wars and these interventions, the government of the United States should honor its pledge to our American brothers and sisters. But that is just a window of insight. It should open everyone's eyes to what a bunch of liars we have in Washington, D.C. today. Now, I wanted to continue with this article. People up on the top are suddenly afraid they may actually be prosecuted, and they're pressuring the little guys down below to cover it up. I see it in the executive eyes, a whistleblower added. They are worried. The current VA scandal broke in Phoenix last month when a former doctor at a VA hospital there became the first whistleblower to gain national attention. The doctor's allegations of falsified appointments and veterans dying while they waited for treatment unleashed a wave of similar claims from VA employees nationwide in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Chicago, and Albuquerque. More VA whistleblowers came forward claiming that the same fraudulent scheduling was being used in the hospitals where they worked as well. At last count, the VA Inspector General's investigation had been expanded to 26 separate facilities. The tort claims led to Senate hearings, calls for Secretary Eric Kaczynski to resign, which he did, multiple investigations, and President Obama's own public statement last week. The newest case just further illustrates that the scandal is much more far-reaching than most people realize. Phoenix was just the tip of the iceberg. Scandals have become the new normal. It's the status quo at the VA right now. And, you know, when we started on the government-run healthcare several years ago, I repeatedly said, we've done seen government-run healthcare. We know what it looks like. It's the VA hospital. It's been around for a long time. And now we're really seeing how well the government can manage healthcare. And sadly, it is sad for our veterans. You know, my question is, why are not the local, don't leave it to the federal government to do anything, why can't local prosecutors in those counties do their own investigation and bring charges? That's at least negligent homicide if people are dying because the books are being falsified. Or it might be second-degree murder. I don't know. That, why don't they investigate? Don't leave the federal government of the United States to investigate the crime syndicate. You're bringing the crime syndicate in to investigate the crime syndicate. And what will come from it is some people will resign. Kaczynski now, what will he be, a lobbyist? Or he'll have his cushy retirement. I mean, he's now just free to go vacation. You know, he didn't suffer anything, and he won't. They may railroad a lowly peon or two, and they will throw millions of dollars at investigations down the rat hole of no return. They will grandstand and pay lip service, and then you know what will happen? It'll just continue as it's continued to continue. We've seen it time and time and time again. Am I cynical? Yes, of course. I'm a realist. I've seen this before. The federal government of the United States is never the solution because they're always the problem. And when you're the problem, it's very difficult to be the solution as well. And this is the saddest part of this is, for our veterans, what can we learn from this? Young people, maybe you shouldn't join the military because you'll be working for people that do not keep their promises to the American citizen. They do not keep their promises to the ones that they encourage. They go around to the schools and they encourage you to join the military, and then now look at the treatment that you will come home to. We're coming up on a break. Bilderberg, next hour, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Fair. I'm back in a moment.